The News Show is only made possible by kind donations from our listeners. If you would like to subscribe and support The News Show and the British Tech Network, please go to britishtechnetwork.com/subscriptions. Hey, happy Thursday, BTN News listeners. Welcome to today's edition of the BTN News Show. It's the 7th of February, 2018. All the best technology news we're going to get you caught up on right now. Happening your way in about 5 minutes. Well, we've got new phone leaks, and no, it has nothing to do with Apple. No, it's all with the Samsung Galaxy S10e. These leaks are now basically confirming the cheaper and smaller version. Hence, that's why the E's there. Of course, the design we pretty much know, thanks to previous leaks. However, though, with those leaks, we didn't really know exactly what the thing was going to be called. Most speculation was saying, maybe the S10 Lite or something like that? Well, no, it's just going to be E. Now, we also know now it's going to be a lot smaller. Screen real estate looks to be about 5.8 inches instead of 6.1 and those 6.4 inch versions. It will also have a single front-facing camera hole, as you can see there by that little punch, and it will just have two rear cameras instead of those triple lenses. Basically, we're looking at Samsung's version of an iPhone XR. Though, the specs on the Samsung, yeah, quite a bit better than the XR. Anything else that comes out? Well, we only have to wait about 13 days. We should see all of Samsung's new offerings coming February 20th. How's your Gmail working for you? You notice a lot of spam these days? Yeah, really, not that much, huh? And if it is, it's actually getting properly filtered in your spam collection. Well, that's because Gmail's really ramped up their blocking. Thanks to, of course, AI. In fact, according to Gmail, they're blocking about 100 million extra spam messages each and every day. Gosh, can you imagine that? 100 million. Then again, with 1 billion users, yeah, they're basically blocking one extra block spam per 10 users. Now, Google is kind of tooting its horn there, saying, hey, you know what? We are already do block 99.9% of all spam, which I kind of think is crock of crap, but it has definitely improved over the last few months. Now, of course, like I was saying, AI, yeah, it's being used, and they're basing this on new filters. Most of those detect that, hey, this is obviously spam, and the AI already gets it out of your way. And then on top of that, we got new machine learning patterns from these things. You know how AI works. And according to Google, so far, so good. In fact, it's getting better and better as each day goes by. In fact, Google's exact quote is, there's not one definition of spam out there, but AI will help work out the best definition for you. Yeah, we'll see. It's starting to sound like AI is going to know me better than I know me. Freaking scary. And finally, here, this should put a nice emoji smile on your face, because we got new emojis. Yep, emoji 12.0. Get ready for waffles. Yeah, waffles. Sounds kind of good right now, doesn't it? Yeah, syrup, waffles, Also, some new finger pinches. Yeah, I don't really use those much. And we're going to get a few more animals. Yep, get ready for a flamingo. Boy, I hope it's pink. I mean, like, really pink. We're going to get a sloth, and who knows how long that will take to get to us. And a skunk, because, you know, why not? Now, yeah, you heard me mention waffles. On top of that, we're also going to get butter, garlic, onion, oyster. There's even going to be a juice box to wash it all down. Now that I've got your appetite all nice and wet, when are we going to get these things? Yeah, it's going to be a little bit. In fact, we actually haven't heard a release date when these things are going to be getting onto our devices. Shouldn't be too long, though. And if you're actually keeping count with just how many emojis we got now, well, the total will be going up to 3,053. Who knew we could come up with so many little tiny damn pictures? If you've got a story and no one else is listening, send it to us at britishtechnews@gmail.com. britishtechnetwork.com. You can get subscribed to our podcast over there, being that it is the official British Tech Network site. The Mac Show lives there. The Big Show's over there. So many others. Go check them out for yourself right now. You can give us a like and follow on Instagram as well, and Facebook at British Tech Network. On Twitter, of course, at British Tech. And our community, it's always going. We'd love for you to be going along with it. Come join us right now. britishtech.slack.com. The News Show will be back at your way tomorrow. Yep, Friday. Oh, yeah. We'll get you caught up with the best technology news that's going to happen over the next 24 hours. But until then, hope your Thursday is going well for you. And thank you so much, as always, for listening.